So I recently got an email from an ISTJ asking about her relationship with an INTP. And the ISTJ was essentially trying to plan for their future. She was trying to figure out a sort of a consistent schedule of what's coming, because, you know, that's what the ISTJ ultimately cares about. And that's important to her. So this, the question that came to mind is that there were some commitment challenges that this ISTJ was trying to figure out where things are going. Where's the future headed? Where are we in terms of this relationship? And it brought up to me basically the question about commitment issues or commitment challenges that INTPs can tend to have. And those challenges tend to come up when faced with the idea of consistency. And INTPs, at least also in my experience, we've had some issues with consistency, with commitments. And that's because we tend to have this push and pull relationship between our second and third functions. That's our extroverted intuition, which is more about optimism and play and openness and expansiveness and opportunities, that imagination in terms of the outside world, and introverted sensing, which is our tertiary function. It's the desire to be consistent, to pick one thing, to stick with it, to be reliable and traditional and routines and structure and stuff like that. And we have this push and pull relationship with it, especially as we get older, that makes us both heavily desire or feel like we need consistency, but then also feel a natural opposition to that consistency. Because that secondary function is ultimately the more important thing, and the parent in our car model, which is based on Personality Hacker's car model. I need to take a swiggle. I've been doing a lot of talking, so. This is real stuff, folks. I am a human. I drink water. And sometimes I forget to until I start recording. So that's the thing that happens. Anyway, so we have this push and pull relationship between the second and tertiary function. The secondary function, you can think of it as like the navigator in the car. And if you're not sure about the car model, Personality Hacker does a really great explanation, because that's their model of how to think about your four cognitive functions as like the family in your car. So, you know, introverted thinking is your driver. The extroverted intuition is your co-pilot. The tertiary is behind the co-pilot, which is the 10-year-old. And then you've got the 3-year-old next to the 10-year-old, which is our extroverted feeling. And so this secondary and tertiary function relationship is something that typically changes in our 20s and 30s. It's something that we wrestle with quite a bit as INTPs. And so this ISTJ that came to me and was asking about reliability, asking about commitments from her partner. And the partner wasn't saying that he didn't want to be with her. He was just simply saying that he wasn't sure that, you know, it's really hard to commit to something. And it is really hard to commit to something. And the challenge there is the ISTJ, needing to have a little bit of flexibility in terms of the interpretation, or at least clarifying the interpretation of what commitment means, right? So for an SI dominant person, an ISTJ, the introverted sensing dominant, commitment could mean any number of things, right? Commitment could be marriage. Commitment could be an engagement. It could be moving in together. It could be, you know, sticking to a certain type of routine. It could be any number of things. And so it's a matter of connecting with each other about what that means and seeing if that's something that can be compromised on. Because I think INTPs, because of our inferior extroverted feeling function, and because of our insecurity around introverted sensing, our insecurity around consistency, sometimes we can try to push ourselves to be committed or to be consistent when that's not genuinely what we want, or to overcommit when that's not what we want at all, right? That balance between that extroverted intuition and introverted sensing is really all about finding the ways in which you can still have possibilities, but still have a little bit of structure, just a little bit of structure, right? It's like having a relatively loose morning routine. It's not doing literally the same things every day, but you know the pillars that you need to hit. And it's the same thing with a relationship and any kind of commitment. It's like getting to know what are the pillars that you need to hit? What is going to show your partner that you're reliable, that you're consistent, that you're committed to them, especially if they're an ISFJ or an ISTJ and someone that needs that consistency. You know, how can you show them? How do you show them that you are committed to them? And that could be a matter of connecting with them in a way that shows that really just asking questions, using that intuition to be curious about them, ask them questions, and get to know what they consider care, what they consider commitment, right? And then finding that negotiation flexible point, right? Because it's not about you going 90%, which is something that I've done in relationships past, that I've gone way too far, and then I've overcommitted in a way that I abandoned myself. I abandoned my values. I abandoned my my desire to be free and expressive and open and playing with possibilities, right? And your partner likes you for who you are. And that's a part of who you are. So denying who you are is probably going to make things worse. Denying who you are in bending to the other person's will is going to make the relationship worse because you're not bringing who you are to the relationship. So, you know, commitment issues with INTPs is not necessarily about trying to push yourself to be something you're not. I'm hammering that home because you're just not. And this tertiary function of introverted sensing, it's an insecure place for basically every personality type. Not introverted sensing, but the tertiary function is an insecure place for every personality type. ENTPs get insecure about, you know, how other people think about them sometimes, you know, and have this push-pull relationship between being harsh and realistic and authentic and caring about what someone thinks about them or keeping the harmony in a situation. That's the balance they deal with. For an INTP, we deal with the extroverted intuition and introverted sensing balance, the freedom to do whatever we want to do, to have autonomy, and the desire to be consistent, to be reliable, to be trustworthy, to have friends, to have a partner, to have a sense of security, to have a ritual and a routine. So that balance is not about overdoing one or the other, right? That's what balance is. But it's a balance in the sense that extroverted intuition is the parent in the cognitive relationship. Extroverted intuition is going to have more ability than introverted sensing. It's going to have a stronger sense of where to go than the introverted sensing. So what needs to be done essentially here is for you to start training this new relationship to accept and be allowed for your introverted sensing to be something that's okay, to be something that is important, to be something that is a priority in your life and in your relationship. But if you're in a situation like with the ISTJ and the INTP, it's about communicating what your needs are, what your values are, and being honest. You know, I think sometimes when the extroverted feeling comes into play, we feel like we need to manipulate or lie about what we actually want in order to have people love us. And that's just simply not true. Be honest about who you are. Be honest about what you want. And, you know, sometimes that might lead to the end of a relationship. But you're honest. And being honest is going to lead you to something that matters, going to lead you to a place where someone genuinely cares about you. And it really is someone who honors who you are, not who you're pretending to be. So it's this challenge as an INTP to make sure that you are honoring yourself, especially with a partner and in a relationship, and doing that first and negotiating that with your partner. And if they're not willing to negotiate, and I don't mean they have to go 90% either, it's 50-50, it's a balance, or 60-40, you know, it's fine. Sometimes there's different weights when it comes to balance. You know, it's a tug of war in a sense with a relationship sometimes. And so if you have a partner who is trying to ask you whether or not you're committed, it's like doing the INTP thing and questioning the premise. Committed to what? Okay, committed to me. What do you mean committed to you? Like, committed to you in what sense? What is, what shows that I'm committed to you? You know, what do you want in terms of showing a commitment? Because because wanting to be with someone right now doesn't mean you don't want to be with them in the future. Just means that you don't know what the future is going to be like. And, you know, and it doesn't mean you're not going to be a part of their future. It means that you're telling them that if they honor the moment as you honor the moment, or allow you to honor the moment, that those moments will always consist of you and the other person. And if you're trying to make the INTP or make yourself think about the future too much and get caught up in trying to define what this future is going to look like, then the INTP is going to freak out about it. And then that's when they'll end up leaving. That's the challenge. That's the balance, is getting to know what each other's needs are, what the preferences are. What does commitment mean? How can an INTP show commitment in this individual context? And how, you know, that's going to depend on the person. So an ISTJ is trying to create, in the situation with the ISTJ that emailed me, it's trying to find a balance of showing commitment. The ISTJ is trying to find a consistency, like, you know, going on date nights on Friday nights, for example, and giving each other freedom to do whatever they want in between. But sometimes even that can be a little stifling, because it's not really romantic to do something on a schedule for an INTP, I don't think. So, you know, trying to find ways to, again, show that consistency, show that love, show why, you know, show what matters to the other person. Because things like love languages are not just about knowing your love language. It's about knowing the other person's love language. And it's the other aspect of commitment and being reliable as an INTP, is questioning, asking questions of the other person to get to know them. I've said this already, but I'm saying it again because it's important. Getting to know the INTP getting to know the other person as an INTP by asking questions, being curious, and diving into their definition of commitment. And that really brings it home. I don't really have much more to say at the moment, but we do have a program, a course on the back end of Dopamine at dopamine.teachable.com, or if you go through our website at dopamine.life, there is a courses button. You can click that and search for finding and maintaining relationships for INTPs. If you're trying to learn a little bit of what it takes to actually have a committed relationship, to show care to the people in your life, to feel like you are worthy of love. That's really the point of that course. And by the end, you'll feel those things. You'll feel like you'll have a handle on what it means to be in a relationship and how to maintain it and how to do that without losing yourself. I think that's the most important part. And that's really the main idea of this video, is to do that without losing yourself. I don't want you to not be an INTP, you know. And INTPs, we feel like we need to be someone else in order to get love. And that's just not true at all. Keep on being yourself, but keep growing as yourself. And, honor the parents in your car, the introverted thinking and extroverted intuition. And if that's not being honored, then you've got some serious questions to ask yourself of you and your relationship going forward. So that's it. Dopamine.life. We have an email list, Mighty Networks, all that fun stuff. Just go through the website, browse things. And if you sign up for our email list, there's all sorts of things that come through that. So do that, and you'll get access to some rad stuff. So okay, but somebody was calling me. I don't know how that affected the audio, but that's it. I'm done. I love you guys. Take care of yourself and each other, and I'll catch you next time on Dopamine. See ya.
This has been a C-Note Media production.